government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us today. Coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today, we have a famous comedian joining us. We'll tell you about that a little bit later in the show. We've got some really big guests scheduled and lined up next week. And we've got a big guest, and I mean big guest, that will go unannounced for you tomorrow. And going into the middle of April, mega massive guests. And I said guest with an S. We are going to have just some amazing interviews. And not just that they're big shots or well-known or movie stars or things along those lines, I'll just leave it at that. It's that they're going to be talking about very serious issues on this radio show. As we launch our counteroffensive against the Global Crime Syndicate, the Fortune 100, dominating the Fortune 500, that have set up international institutions to criminally lobby and buy up control of our governments to then turn the government into a conduit or a straw to suck the economic life force and cultural life force out of every sovereign nation on the surface of terra firma, this planet. So we are going to have open phones today again. I took about 25 calls yesterday. That's more than usual. And we're going to be having some shows coming up next week where it is mainly guest again. But today and for part of the show tomorrow, I love the different directions that callers take us, the different issues, the different questions, the comments, the disagreements, all of it. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air coming up in the next segment. I didn't get around yesterday to playing Governor Ridge being questioned by Gary Franchi and others. It's a good clip. We're going to play some of that coming up later this hour, too. We have a lot of economic news, a lot of military news that we're going to be going over today, and a huge stack of other issues. Things like fingerprint scanners help companies track workers. And it says that it's the new way to clock in, that they're completely phasing out basically the regular clocks and that this is being adopted worldwide. And so I want to spend a few minutes explaining why this is a bad idea. People say, well, it's just a new technology, kind of like a new year model of a car comes out. No, that's not what this is. And so we'll briefly break that down. Also, crude oil surges after Basra pipeline bombing. Clear Channel, Bain Lee sue banks over buyout plan. The big multi-billion dollar, $19.5 billion acquisition of Clear Channel has fallen through. So we'll be getting into that report. That is going to affect radio like nothing you've ever seen or potentially could. Other developments in communications are going to affect it, period, like you've never seen. Bloomberg, Obama meeting fuels endorsement rumors. Boy, that's not a hard call to make. I want to talk about the Iraq surge and how they claim that that is success. Of course, I predicted the surge. It's not very hard. Another trick out of the Carnival Barker's bag of tricks. PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned. Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
If you go up to InfoWars.com or JonesReport.com, Aaron Dykes now works on both the sites with Kurt Nemo. He wrote a little blurb about Gary Franchi and others really tag-teaming former Homeland Security head Ridge, and here they are asking him about the Bohemian Grove. Now, we've gone from the media 8 years ago saying Bohemian Grove didn't exist. The New York Times said it doesn't exist, and neither does Bilderberg, even though New York Times editor-in-chief goes to both routinely. Editors throughout the decades go. They said it doesn't exist, and we're literally insane, just like CNN. Doesn't this insult your intelligence that CNN and Fox, we've played the clips here, got up and said Ron Paul was nutty, that was a CNN quote, that he believed in something called the Trans-Texas Corridor? And they all had, like, 5 people on the panel all laughed in unison. Fox said the same thing. It doesn't exist. 8,000 miles of existing roads publicly being taken over and having toll roads put on them. New roads, almost every major new road having toll roads slapped on it. And the documents have come out from the budget that it's all been paid for by our gas money. Gas receipts are way up. They don't care. It's all about raping the people. Then it turns out that Sentra has put in no money other than lobbying money and has promised $1 billion in something that is hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer-built roads. It's simple. You buy a few politicians, they hand the roads over. There's billboards, TV ads. You go see movies in Texas, most movie theaters in the last few years. Most of you have seen it run cartoon ads for the Tex Tag and the Trans-Texas Corridor. There's, I don't know how many there are. I've seen them on like 15 different, more than that, just all over Austin. All over Austin are giant Trans-Texas Corridor signs with a guy with a cowboy hat leaning out of his truck saying, it's Texan to be taxed. I mean, it's disgusting. Put a cowboy on it and people will buy it around here. Doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if you type Trans-Texas Corridor on. You'll be on the State of Texas website, federal websites. They just say it doesn't exist. Well, when I snuck into Bohemian Grove 8 years ago with Mike Hansen, by the way, people have gotten mad at me for saying I didn't go into every 2,700 acres and I didn't go into every camp and I didn't show everything that was in there. I was inside the grove for 5 hours. An hour of that in the dark. For the 30 minutes or so that I was walking through the forest pathway in the little gorge amongst the sequoia redwoods, I had Secret Service sheriff's deputies question me. They almost, they were suspicious, but we were somewhat calm. And then we went and basically hid out in the woods till it got dark and filmed the ritual. So some criticism that, you know, somebody releases a photo of a pentagram at some camp or a photo of some statue and then Alex didn't show that. It's 2,700 acres. I was probably walked through the middle of in my, what I could see was about 200 acres. And that's not even, I mean, that's what I could see at the edge of my vision. I was in the gorge. There's other areas of the camp. It doesn't matter. There's no point in answering criticism. It doesn't matter. Why didn't you go up and talk to George Bush, stick a camera in his face? Well, he'd already had me arrested once. I wasn't going to walk up and tell him, please take your black hood off. Please take the skull paint off. And please give me an interview, sir. But we're a nation of whiners. It is true. I whine, but I whine about them destroying the dollar and putting cancer viruses in the vaccines and sodium fluoride in the water. But I do not whine about those of us that are fighting back, even though I don't agree with the way a lot of people do it. At least they've got guts, and guts is enough. But I'm already digressing. The point is, this didn't exist. You know what? I forgot. Go pull the Alex Jones, David Gergen clip. I don't think I've ever even played that on the radio. Google that. Try to get a good version. There's some that have been copied so many times on the web that the audio's even hammered. But just type in Alex Jones, David Gergen into YouTube, brother, and find that clip. I want to play that with it. I should have thought of that, John. But this isn't the 2004 RNC where I'm walking along on one of the side streets behind Madison Square Garden. And here comes David Gergen out of a car, and I see him, so we run over and interview him. And then he blows up and starts basically poking me and getting in my face. I mean, he lost it. And I said, tell me about the rituals. And he said, that's none of your bleeping business. And so this is Governor Ridge just coming out and saying, yeah, it's a... It wouldn't have looked right. It wouldn't be good if I went to that. I have been invited, but it wouldn't look good if the head of Homeland Security went to that. You know, I fly with the sparrows, not the eagles. You know, I'm not an elitist, he's saying. And why wouldn't it look good for him to be there? It wouldn't look good for him to be there because the entire thing is homoerotic. And that's been admitted in major publications, that they ship in the $2,000 an hour male prostitutes. The thing was founded on being homoerotic in the 1870s. And that is the overhanging, this is a bare minimum homosexual guild, but then the taste run, as they do in almost every imperial culture, into pedophilia, the forbidden. And that's just a fact. I mean, how many Homeland Security deputy directors and chiefs have been caught? I mean, just Google it. It's in the hundreds. I mean, it's gay bathroom sex with the senator is nothing. And don't send me emails saying I'm being bigoted and bashing. Come on. 200, 300 sexual partners a month, that is bad. Ron Paul got criticized for in 89 writing an article where he said the gays in San Francisco want AIDS. And as a physician, you know, I've seen the reports on this. They said, oh, well, 4 years ago, article called Bug Chasers from the cover of Rolling Stone was how they all want to catch AIDS in San Francisco. They call it gift givers and gift receivers. And there was a big article last week about California schools want to teach sixth graders a book with things I can't even read. Eating feces, giving each other AIDS. I mean, things I can't even... If I read the passages here, they are... It is just off the charts. And I'm not allowed to say, you know, I don't think children should be taught about sex, period. You know, the DARE program increased drug use. You show them drugs, show them how to use it, drug use goes up. Just like they started this federal suicide, anti-suicide courses, death education in 1992. Ever since then, suicide's exploded. You think 12-year-olds ever thought about suicide or how to put a tourniquet around their neck or how to hang it onto a closet pole and the little girls go and do that? They know exactly what they're doing. I mean, B.F. Skinner locked his son up to die in a chamber, made him live in a little chamber for years, and killed him. And then he's hailed as good. I mean, murdering your children. These people get so sick, they've done everything. They're nihilistic. See, when you're self-serving, and that's all you care about, you turn out being totally unhappy. But you are fulfilled when you try to help others and have courage and fight evil because you're designed to do it. Life just gets more and more fulfilling, more and more better, more and more wonderful. I mean, it's like blessings every second. Everything is sheer beauty. Except when you look at the New World Order and you even see the ugliness even more clearly. I mean, it's just exhilarating. It's like a Valhalla. Love flows. People say, well, you sound angry and vicious. That is the guardian of love. That is the guardian spirit. And it hates that which wants to hurt innocence. And you all have that ingrained programming in you, and you have not activated it. You could be so happy when you got rid of your fear and committed to fighting evil. You will be fulfilled. But if you're not, you're going to end up with human feces on a plate eating it, thinking that you've got some new delicacy and that you're denigrating yourself and that it somehow is some new thing. I mean, it's either eating feces or Valhalla. Which one do you want? I mean, do you want God and life and the spirit that energizes the universe and that makes the flowers grow? That makes the trees come up out of the ground, that makes the fish swarm in the sea in a rainbow of a billion colors. The rolling thunder, the lightning. Horses in the morning mist galloping through the meadow. Or do you want Iraq and dead bodies and dead children and sorrow and pain? That's what the enemy feeds on. Treachery, deception, no love. So when we get back, we'll play Ridge. And I'm sorry to get into that stuff, but if your sixth graders are being taught, by the way, it was given to them, the books were given to them, the deliciousness of feces, then you should at least know they're being taught that.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Alex in Deutschland. Robert in California, Rocco in Connecticut, Tom in Wisconsin, and many others. Your calls are coming up straight ahead in the next segment. By the way, Paul Watson did a story last week, was also in WorldNet Daily, about the textbooks for 6th and 7th graders in California. And as hardcore as what I said was earlier, it's nothing. You understand? They want to destroy that innocence. And you know why? Because when somebody is young and delicate and innocent, they can literally interface with life so much stronger. And the enemy wants to come in and block that, blunt that. They want to take that innocence, that time for the soul to grow before our children, like ships, are launched into the great ocean that is adulthood and life, to face the tribulations, to face the challenges. All right, let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and play Governor Ridge being asked about the satanic, homoerotic Bohemian Grove and saying he's not part of it, from Gary Franchine, the Lone Lantern Society.
How are you? Oh, yes, sir. I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Very good. I have a question for you.
Sure. Who am I talking to?
My name is Gary Franchine. I'm with RestoreTheRepublic.com and LoneLantern.org. As former director of the Homeland Security Department, do you think that the Amero, the proposed currency for North America, will provide the United States with a stronger country? Or do you think it will hurt us because we're moving into a different currency structure?
I don't quite understand.
The Amero, the proposed currency for North America with... Canada, Mexico, United States, North American Union.
Well, I think if you have a common currency, you normally have to have a common banking infrastructure. You have a common banking infrastructure, you have to have a common... the equivalent of a common Federal Reserve. I think the economies can be integrated, but I just don't see any future for a common currency in the immediate future. I'm quite sure there'll be resistance in all three countries to do work. Look, it took the Europeans 50 years to get that far, and I suspect we're 50 or 100 years from even talking seriously about it.
Would you support a new investigation for 9/11 as the family members have suggested and requested?
Well, I haven't heard the basis of the concern that a lot of 9/11 members had.
The controlled demolition of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, I just don't buy that. I mean, I'm just sorry. That's a conspiracy theory that has absolutely no reasonable basis. In fact, I mean, is this the crowd that thinks the government that thinks there were some?
I think there's a lot of questions that need to be answered.
I don't think
the 9/11 Commission report.
Well, I don't. I think.
Answer those questions.
Well, listen. I hope you read the 9/11 Commission. They were pretty doggone thorough, and it's almost like out of the Twilight Zone. It's just too. No, I don't think they ought to open it.
What about the Real ID? You think that's going to bring us safer country?
Yeah, Real ID. People have asked me that question. Now, all these are my opinions, not John McCain's.
Oh, I understand.
All right,
sure.
My opinion, not John McCain's. Number one, as a governor, the Real ID is a bad idea because you gave me a mandate and you're not willing to fund it. I don't like that at all as a governor. Number two, at some point in time, I think in order to fight crime, in order to fight terrorism, in order to fight government fraud, and in order to fight identity theft, some form of standard form of national identification would be very helpful. Not just to defeat terrorism and combat crime, but there's a gazillion-dollar industry called identity theft that would probably save a lot of people a lot of money in the theft of their identities if you had something like that. But we still haven't gotten around the issues of privacy and who would have that information. And at the end of the day, I still think we got a lot of work to do.
There's a lot of states that are putting up opposition to it.
Yeah,
and do you think that the federal government will be successful in implementing it, or do you think that the states will be successful in defeating it?
Well,
in your opinion?
First of all, the legislation that created the Department of Homeland Security said to the first secretary and successive secretaries, no national ID. So Congress said, all right, no national ID. Let's just try to standardize a driver's license. Not a bad idea. I think people are a little bit more comfortable with a state standardized driver's license than a national ID. But having said that, let's say billions of dollars associated with retrofitting all your driver's license. So I think the states would be more inclined to do it if the federal government's willing to pay for it. No governor likes unfunded mandates.
I've heard that an RFID chip would be included in that. An RFID has been known to be able to track Americans.
Oh, yeah. Listen,
do
I think...
Do you want to put an RFID tag
well, no,
in
I don't,
that?
No.
How do you
listen,
feel about that?
Well, I know a little bit about RFIDs. And it'd be even a colder day in New Hampshire than they put an RFID chip in my ID, let me tell you.
Okay, stay there. We're going to come right back and finish up with the Bohemian Grove comment. And I've got obvious analysis of what he's saying and doing. See how slick he is? He sounds reasonable. But we'll tell you the trick when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3 by 5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
It's progressing, and it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. Survivemartiallaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to survivemartiallaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Got a big surprise guest coming up, scheduled in the third hour. Huge guest tomorrow, gigantic guest next week. And just gets bigger and bigger into the month of April that we're moving towards rather quickly here. All right, I know we got loaded phone lines. We're going to do your calls in a moment. Finishing up with the great questions that Gary Franchi and others. I mean, you don't just have We Are Change or the InfoWars groups that are out there. You got Lone Lantern. You got all these other groups that are out doing the same thing, confronting these politicians, bringing up real questions. They're polite when the politician's polite. When they're not, they're not. And this is the American people's right. And that's why the system is scared, because we're coming out of our holes, we're going to their media events, and we're confronting them with real issues. Back to the former head of Homeland Security.
It'd be even a colder day in New Hampshire than they put an RFID chip in my ID, let me tell you. Okay. Because, you know, as you put it, you track people, and we're no. I think biometric identification, I mean, literally millions of Americans, something like that would be helpful, because you really get around identity fraud, but
there's still a lot of security loopholes in RFID.
A thousand times no. The only thing with RFID, maybe I'll put on my dog's collar. An RFID on my dog's collar, but not on my driver's license. No way.
So you're out here today supporting McCain? Yeah, have you been traveling with them?
A little bit. It's my third trip to New Hampshire. It's my third trip here. And John and I got elected in 1982 together.
Oh, wow.
And I've always admired his political and his physical courage, his candor. I like the straight talk. And I I think he's got the character demonstrated in the military and in politics to be a great leader.
How do you feel about the Council on Foreign Relations, and are you a member?
No. Well, I've talked to them several times. I've read a lot of their reports. But they're like any other organization. They've got a point of view. And as I make my final decisions, I like to hear multiple points of view, and I'm not a member.
And what about the Bilderberg Group or the Trilateral? Have you ever been invited or gone to a meeting?
No.
What about the Bohemian Grove? Have you ever gone out there?
No.
Do you know folks that have gone out there?
I've known a lot of folks that have gone out there. Listen, those
been
eagles I roam with the sparrows.
Those are the eagles you roam with the sparrows?
I know a lot of people have gone out there. Some of them are friends of mine. I was invited once when I was Secretary of Homeland Security, and I thought, last place in the world I want to be as Secretary of Homeland Security is the Bohemian Grove.
Yeah.
It looked bad, wasn't right, and so I didn't go. Real simple.
Yeah. I've heard that they do a mock sacrifice in front of a big stone owl. They do a lot of weird stuff out there. Have you heard
that? I'm not going down that path because I don't have a clue what they do. Never been there. I haven't been invited since I left politics, and that's okay, too.
Okay, that's it. Really, really good job, and that's the Lone Lantern Society, and to InfoWars.com. You can see that, and PrisonPlanet.com. And Aaron did a good little report on it. You can send out to folks if you'd like an article. Probably easiest place to find it, ShonesReport.com, because that site only gets updated about once a day, sometimes twice a day. The others are getting updated like five times a day now, so stuff moves down the page so fast since we put it up there yesterday afternoon. I want to play this Gergen clip, but without spending an hour analyzing Ridge. Now you know why he was a member of Congress. Now you know why he was a governor. Now you know why he was the first Homeland Security Director. The guy is slick. But I happen to have watched Governor Ridge for 2 hours before his department even got funded in 2002 on C-SPAN. He said, you're going to have a tracker chip in all your IDs to have jobs. You'll be tracked everywhere with it. You'll have to have this. We're going to get rid of posse comitatus. He said that on Fox and CNN, too. But then you notice when he talks to a crowd, he's just like McCain, it's not straight talk. It's the opposite. I mean, Hillary's in a lot of trouble right now for lying and saying she almost got shot down over Bosnia. Now the pilots come out and said nobody shot at him, nothing happened. It's a total lie. Of course, that's all they do is lie. Oh, man. And people say, well, it's okay then, both parties lie. No, that's what's so bad. Both parties are owned by the same people. We have a controlled, simulated fight between the two sides. Everybody weighs in for one of the two fake sides, and then the globalists control the whole paradigm. It's just incredible. But Ridge started talking about, you need to read the Homeland, you need to read the report put out by the 9/11 Commission. And then you read it, and it was appointed by Bush, and then it turned out what we already told you was the case. Zelikow ran the whole thing, and it was staged. They wanted to have Kissinger run it at first. And what do they recommend? Biometrics, RFID, total control, 51 recommendations that were word for word the 51 recommendations of the Council on Foreign Relations Committee, the Hart-Rubin Commission, from 3 years previous. Remember the same commission that got up and said 2 days after 9/11, we need to use this disaster to bring in a new world order? Gary Hart? Gary Hart writes letters to Iran saying our government stages attacks. Don't think just because 80% of the people are against us attacking you in the U.S. that we won't stage events. He wrote a letter saying that to Ahmadinejad, knowing that the general public doesn't read. It was in a few papers, but they'll probably come out and say they did it. And then if you say, well, how dare you, they'll say, I didn't say that. I mean, they say the Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. They say the Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. They say the Trilateral Commission doesn't exist. I keep saying about 8 years ago. 8 years ago is when they started admitting some of this existed some places, but there was overlap. You know, radio and TV and some newspapers hadn't gotten the memo, I guess. And so I go on some shows today and they say, you believe in the imaginary Bilderberg Group and CFR. In fact, try it with your family. Bring up the CFR at dinner. And I would imagine, I mean, let's say you got 5-10 family members over for Sunday dinner or something. Say your brothers and sisters and their husbands and wives are over. Get your parents over. And I guarantee you bring up the CFR at dinner, somebody out of 10 people is going to say, it doesn't exist. You know why I get frustrated? Because I'm tired of that response. I'm tired of it. And you notice Ridge didn't deny the human sacrifice, the simulated human sacrifice going on. He just said, well, that's why I don't go. That's, you know, I don't want to get into that. I don't know nothing about it. I hadn't been. Because they all know. Then Ridge talks about identity theft being stopped by, well, we're not going to have a national ID. We're going to have a standardized driver's license. We've had a standardized driver's license since the mid-1990s. It's been a global standardized. And the globalists are smart. They said in 2000, after years of codifying and having different government groups and the engineers, the social architects, meeting, and it's all in the UN record, hundreds of millions of dollars spent conferring and preparing it, they said, look, too many countries have already adopted systems, but it's only a handful of companies that sold and made the systems. They said, we'll just make sure the card has all five of these things, barcodes, magnetic strips, digital photo for face scan matching, thumbprint or index finger, a driver's license number. And so they agreed and signed the treaty that the nations would have at least two of those. So it's already global in 2000. And Ridge is saying, well, I'm for a driver's license being standardized, you know, to stop identity theft, but I'm not for, a national ID card. See, it's meant to make a yuppie or some retiree who thinks this country isn't run by crooks to feel safe. Oh, that's reasonable. See how it was all amenable? See, the really slick ones like Vicente Fox and Governor Ridge, they don't run off or, like John Edwards, pull their hand out of your hand when you try to shake it or yell at you or freak out. They stop. Even if it's Barack Obama, he'll stop and smile at you. Hey, listen, I don't have time. I got to go in there and give a speech. Okay, thank you. McCain's slick. He walks right up to 9/11 truthers and takes pictures with them laughing. You see, they know they've got to engage you, neutralize you, just like they put special forces behind enemy lines to recruit the locals. That's what they do. You know, they teach them how to glad hand. This is a black op being run. Oh, I said I want to go to your calls, but I could go on for hours about just that four-minute clip. Number one, you can go read the federal and industry studies on where real identity theft comes from. It comes, the lion's share, over 90% comes from two places. Government and industry leaks. What, Bank of America 2 years ago lost 3 million profiles, Social Security numbers and names? 3 million. Universities are constantly, quote, losing them. That is, somebody sells it. I mean, every day I see that. I mean, literally, every couple days I see articles where 10,000 names, 100,000 names, the entire Social Security numbers of all of the alumni for the last 45 years. It was released or was stolen. It comes from government institutions, and they just did big British studies, a whole bunch of government studies, admitting that a national ID card there will increase identity theft. Just type national ID increases identity theft UK or US. They've got studies here. They know that. Then that makes the problem worse. Let me ask you a question. You're going to have less or more identity theft back in the age when you were writing checks and mailing them, or back in the age when you were paying cash for stuff, or do you have more with the computers and with the databases and all of this that they insist on? Have we had more or less? But see, the media always has Fox 5 tonight, the internet, they're stealing your credit cards. And you can go pull up the studies. There's a bunch of them showing similar numbers, but you're talking 4 or 5% of credit card theft and things is the internet. You know where it really happens? When you call a 1-800 number and a corrupt person operator. It could be a charity. It could be some big bookseller. It could be anything. It could be a catalog that, you know, sells clothing, because I've read the studies and I've experienced it. And you call up, and you know what that person does? They take home copies of those credit card numbers, and then they fax them or mail them to their cousin in another city or another state or in Africa. Nigeria's big. To Israel, they're big. To Turkey, to Saudi Arabia, to Malaysia, to Thailand, and then they do it there where it's safe with your credit card number, with your data, and then they're able to get the money or get the purchases. Most of it is when you go in, and I'm not being mean, but I've seen the studies, and you go into that Pakistan gas station, or you go into that Italian-owned gas station, because it's normally the foreigners that do it, because those have been more corrupt countries, more corrupt regimes. They don't have the classical ethic of the West to have less corruption. We're now even more corrupt than them. But the point is, this is a family business. They mail it out, or they email it out, and then it's in another country, another jurisdiction. It's just tailor-made, and they can't get busted. So you go in, you give them your credit card, and they just take that data, and that's where it's happening. It's your credit cards. It's the gas stations. It's the employee at the store. I mean, I see reports all the time in industry publications about waiters will take your credit card number and, you know, sign on a bigger tip or sign on some drinks and then sign a tip out for themselves. That's where most of it's happening. And I'm not defending the internet. It's going on there too. But tiny. So the very people pushing this, the big banks, the government, are the very ones that are doing this with your data. I mean, every day we hear about 50 computers, 1,000 computers, 97 laptops. I mean, just type government laptop stolen, government laptop with Social Security numbers lost. I mean, you see it every 2 days, and I'm not looking for it. Or you hear about the government people at driver's license facilities, in some cases giving thousands of illegals ID cards. But they don't need that with a consular matricula that anyone can buy for $24. You can go and get a Social Security card right now. And they're telling you, oh, we want federally standardized to keep you safe. All right, I've already digressed. Alex, Robert, Rico, Tom, we're going to get to all of you after the break, I promise. But right now, there's a bunch of other points I wrote down here. But just all lies from Ridge, all twisting, all spin, all deception. Other than saying, oh, that wouldn't look good for me to go to Bohemian Grove. Yeah, because the cat's out of the bag now, Buster, isn't it? Let's go ahead and play a flashback to 4 years ago. It's been that long. This is from the film Martial Law. 3 hour. Some are saying it's my best film. Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State. Here I am running into David Gergen on the streets of New York.
One last question. I read a Washington Times article many years ago where you had a comment about the organization, and then now it's been in the Wall Street Journal, it's been in a lot of different newspapers, and that's the Bohemian Grove. And back in, what was it, 1996, when you joined as a Clinton advisor, the Republicans were criticizing you, oh, what about Bohemian Grove? And then you countered them by saying, "Hey, I don't run around in the woods naked." What did that mean?
I don't know what quote you're referring to. I'm not aware of any quote like that. I am a happy member of the Bohemian Grove. I like the folks who come there, and it's really inappropriate for me to talk about the group beyond that. Thank you.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, that's I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
For 3 hours, the Bohemia, we thank thee for thy adjuration.
Have you been there for the ceremony with the cremation of care?
Frankly, that's I don't think that's something I need to talk to you about.
Really?
That's right.
Well, I'm Alex Jones, and I snuck in there in 2000. I'm the guy that blew it wide open
and got the video. It's been on national TV.
Well, I disrespect you for that.
You do?
I do.
But it's a lot of big public officials going in there. Don't we deserve to know?
You took an I don't know anything about you, and I don't know anything about your film. But if you go in there with an understanding, you violated that understanding by releasing that film, and I don't respect you for that.
Really? But you, we have public officials.
You took an understanding when you went in there that you would not do that film. And you did you have an understanding when you went in there?
No.
Did you crash it?
Yes.
Yeah, and it has no trespassing signs there, too, doesn't it?
No, they put them up after.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I've been there before. I know what the circumstances are, and I'm sorry you violated the understandings. That was not a gentlemanly thing to do.
But what about the ritual? Is the ritual gentlemanly?
Oh. sir. Everything. I don't owe you this comment.
I know. I appreciate
you have. This is what's called ambush journalism, and I disrespect you for that as well. So thank you,
ever
and goodbye.
You ritual?
It's none of your damn business.
Oh,
right. Listen, listen. You go around and make understandings with people and violate them. You ambush people on the streets, and that's inappropriate form of journalism. If you wish to practice that, that's fine, but don't ask others to respect you for it. If you want to, you can do. You're free American, like anything you want. If you want to be uncivil and rude and ungentlemanly, that's up to you. But don't expect the rest of us to say, "Oh, well, you're
there, Mr. Gergen."
I'm sorry, nobody says policy in there. We try to be gentlemen, and obviously, you don't belong there.
Weaving spiders come out here.
We'll be right back. We'll go to Germany and take your calls. Germany calling, Germany calling. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Infowars.com.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWar store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Oh, yeah. Kicking the red coat's hind. Gonna beat the New World Order, too.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We look down the river and we see the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say a thing. We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory!
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire muskets till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well.
We fired Alex in Germany, thanks for holding. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hello. We had quite a fun time when we dubbed Martial Law 9/11 in German, because sometimes it's got to laugh at these people. And, you know, that Gergen interview, we were just howling with laughter. And I'm calling about two developments in Europe, both of which could have a significant impact on the United States. But before that, I wanted to mention how much I enjoyed your rant yesterday about the disinformants, because we've actually listened to your advice over the years, and we're thriving now. And now people make up ludicrous stories about us, ludicrous accusations, and they say, you know, don't post your college paper defending the Second Amendment. Don't talk about that right-wing, you know, nut Ron Paul. Don't talk about fluoride and eugenics. Talk about UFOs. And I'm just not doing that, so.
No, that's what, and again, most of them are led by disinfo agents. In fact, it's come
out
that in the 60s and 70s, that's the last thing we have declassified, that they went out and tried to get groups to say kooky things. Then they've got, like, mentally ill, weak-minded people who actually think they're fighting for good, who try to make it anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, you know, UFO. You know, again, they mix that in.
Exactly. And what I did was I just took a part out of Watson's great book, Order Out of Chaos, about this UFO hoax, and I just converted it into an article, you know, explaining how the Rockefellers funded, how Hollywood is steering this whole thing. So we have so many people asking me, you know, we really want, you know, Alex Jones' movies on DVD in German. And I said, well, I just got to ask you, will we make this happen? Because we got the dubs, we got it all basically lined up, so it's not much left to do.
Well, here's the problem. Terror Storm and Endgame were put out through Gary Baddeley's company, the one that put out Outfoxed. And so I think you probably, you know, want to talk to me or him about that. Normally I just say do whatever you want because I just want to get them out. The problem is when you want to put stuff in stores, you've got to, like, sign agreements with people that are going to put them in stores.
That's what I figured, yeah.
So what you need to do is you need to email Aaron at Infowars.com. I think we've talked before. I think I even know your website. Is it InfoKrieg?
That's right, InfoKrieg.tv.
Yeah, so, I mean, whatever. If it's not some huge operation, I don't care if it's out on DVD and other languages. I don't care if it's out on the Internet in other languages. Like, I want it to be. I just can't verbally tell you on air, yeah, go ahead and do whatever you want, because then I've got other people that are in consideration. That's why my other films, I may not even put them in stores, just so I have total control. You know, I mean, I've done experiments, I've tested things, I've, you know, but I mean, there's everybody selling them on eBay, everything else, and I don't even go and block them, even though I could shut them down. Even sites attacking me sell my stuff. It's totally sick, but I just let them because it's about getting the message out. I would hope people would get the original high-quality DVDs from me. We're hardly selling anything now because I never plug them, but I'm just so busy.
We'd love to put out the German DVDs and,
sure,
and pay you back, of course, and all that.
Whatever. I don't know. Whatever. Just we'll figure it out, my friend. Anything else you want to add?
Yeah, a powerful German Bilderberg Group member, Klaus Zumwinkel, getting busted for tax evasion.
And stay there. We'll be back in 60 seconds, and we'll talk to Alex from Germania. This is the GCN Radio Network. I'm Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open.
you will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number two, I promise to take a mass of your calls this hour. Going back to Alex in Germany, talking about Bilderberg Group members in trouble. They're always getting indicted and fleeing countries as they engage in organized crime. Give us the latest, Alex.
So the story is, a couple of weeks ago, they named this guy Klaus Zumwinkel for tax evasion. They had a warrant out for him, so he was escorted by police, you know, to one place. And then everybody in the alternative movement knew the name from the lists of the Bilderberg meetings from the last couple of years. And we said, man, this guy is not just some kind of, you know, bigwig. He's really a powerful member of the Bilderberg Group. He was the head of the German Postal Service. He was, I think, head of the board of the German Telecom. And he was on the board of directors of the Allianz Insurance Company, which, by the way, has not only a very, very fascinating Nazi past, you know, insuring the death camps and so on, but the Allianz Insurance Company also paid twice large sums of money to Larry Silverstein.
That's right.
For the government-sponsored attack on 9/11. So interesting, interesting circle of people. Now, this,
and isn't it strange that Spitzer was investigating that?
Oh yeah,
and then he also goes down.
And it's just like, I mean, it was, I mean, they say it's €1 million, I mean, which is quite, you know, not a big sum for a guy like him. But, you know, just with, as with Elliot Spitzer, they could have gotten him for bigger stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's 1.6 million U.S.
Yeah. That's,
well, they always go, they always burn their own people. And you can believe, you know, you could be loading kids on a sex slave plane and you wouldn't get in trouble if you're in good, you know, steads with them. But yeah, they always pick some small thing like a 1.6 million, which sounds big to the peasantry, because they've always got to burn them for something small that's compartmentalized that doesn't get into larger corruption. That's why they went after Clinton for sex with an intern, instead of Chinese generals in the White House.
Exactly, and Zumwinkel was the prime candidate for the new head of UNICEF in Germany, but that,
which is the UN child kidnapping system, yeah.
Exactly, and then these investigators found out that it wasn't just him, you know, laundering money or just moving money away. What they do is they go to Liechtenstein, they create these foundations and use them because they get secrecy. And there are people involved. They're now investigating former government officials in Germany and also people from all over the world. And now the we got a report of the U.S. Senator Carl Levin. He declared that, you know, there are probably Americans involved in this particular scheme.
I saw that. Hey, do me a favor. You ought to write an article up, and we'd post it on Infowars.com.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, write it for InfoKrieg, and we'll put a link to it.
I mean, I don't know much about Carl Levin. I haven't studied him yet closely, so I don't know if he's going to do a whitewash or if he's actually going to do a real investigation.
Well, I mean, it's a Bilderberg Group guy who's under indictment in several nations. I mean, this other person. But let me call Aaron, and my memory's failing. Hey, Aaron. He'll remember he wrote stories on it. Yeah, there's a big Bilderberg guy who's involved in all this grabbing of the Rhodes power plants tied in with Rick Perry going to Bilderberg. What's the guy's name that's under indictment that you wrote stories about from Bilderberg who's involved in the TXU deal? The Pakistani financial prime minister. I can't pronounce his name. We go look that up.
Yeah.
Look, it's just his organized crime, period. Well, listen,
exactly.
That's exciting, Alex. Anything else?
Well, yes. It's about the Mediterranean Union. Now, some people will remember that the European Union Constitution is not yet ratified by the governments, but there are already now signing agreements to expand it with a Mediterranean Union. So, like, North African countries being members of
Israel.
Exactly, Israel. And the plans are in the drawer for an even bigger union. And as you know, they're talking about a transatlantic free trade agreement. They're talking about a Russian EU.
No, they're
free
exactly.
Trade
they create the three big blocks. Then they start weaving those together with the other ones. It's like cancer, dominoes. Good to hear from you. We'll be right back with more calls.
Hey, ladies, if you love to shop, then visit herbalhealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you want on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145 today.
The Road Warrior Radio broadcast bringing you the quickening. Are you tired of talk shows that preach over you and talk over your head? Eric Arthur Blair, commonly known as George Orwell, said the great enemy of clear language is insincerity. Are you looking for a fresh new voice in the fight for liberty? Then tune in to Road Warrior Radio, bringing you the quickening on the one and only GCN network, live Sundays at 11 Pacific and 1 Central, or on demand at roadwarriorradio.com. The Road Warrior is a program dedicated to you, the listener. Are you tired of all the misinformation and lies? Are you hearing too much noise and not enough signal? The Road Warrior Radio unveils the truth and exposes the lies and disinfo that pervade society. Have you noticed all areas of American civics have slanted in to usher in the one world nation state? The Road Warrior Radio broadcast is dedicated to presenting the quickening at hand. Time is running out. Tune into the quickening on the Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Sponsored by FreeFromMortgageDebtNow.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, going toe-to-toe with the New World Order at point-blank range in the info war. I'm Alex Jones. Robert, Rocco, Tom, Kevin, I'm going to you right now. But I just wanted to have Aaron actually pull up one of the articles he wrote about the people in Bilderberg involved. Now, why are they so obsessed with Texas? Ninth largest economy, has the most minerals of any state next to Alaska. It's number two behind Alaska, also in size, geographically behind Alaska, our largest state. And all they got to do is buy our legislature that's so corrupt that they steal votes on video camera. By the way, remember that clip, John, we played a few months ago? I don't remember the title of it. People don't believe me when I say that. They just, in front of news cameras, just they'll go down the line when nobody's there, just punching all the other people's votes. They'll vote like 7-8 times. They'll vote repeatedly over and over again. The computers are all rigged. Let them. I mean, just publicly evil, publicly corrupt. But see, they pass the laws where if they want to burn you, they do. Aaron, briefly get into that, please, and the headline on the article he wrote, what was it, 6 months ago?
Headline is Al-Qaeda Bilderberg Connection
And this TXU buyout, the largest buyout ever, which I think has now been scaled down. But the point is, this Henry Kravis, Rick Perry deal led to these Pakistani bankers from Credit Suisse and Goldman Sachs, both Bilderberg firms, being indicted on dozens of charges. And then the Times of India reported that FBI investigators were looking into higher links, which went all the way up to the Prime Minister of Pakistan, Shaukat Aziz, who was former chairman of Citigroup for, he was with Citigroup for like 30 years. And, you know, it's all Western finance. And there were a couple other high-level finance ministers of Pakistan.
And they're in Texas. They love us bumpkins. I mean, they're just taking it all. Water districts, power, and they're all hiring their own private SWAT teams. And if you don't like it, they'll drop by.
Not only was it an insider investigation, but it was also linked to Al-Qaeda money laundering, quote-unquote.
Well, where do you think they fund their boys from?
Yeah. Officially an open investigation, but...
Okay, good job, Aaron.
Thanks.
Appreciate you coming in. Since I just talked about it, it's about a six-minute clip. What's the title of it so I can give it to people, John? Since Texas legislation. And that's because they're trying to pass legislation where you got to show an ID to vote. Well, it's already that. You've already got to come in and tell them the right address and the right precinct and the right name. I have trouble voting most of the time with these little Gestapo officers. The election fraud isn't with the voter fraud. That is a very small problem, badly coordinated, negligible. The problem is institutional fraud. That's where it emanates from. In fact, with the new machines, you can have as much voter fraud as you want. It means nothing. If you're like Senator Hagel, who owns the electronic machine company that all the votes are cast on in Nebraska, you win. It doesn't matter what the polls show. They just, I own the company and I win. If you don't like it, I got SWAT teams. They have automatic weapons. Shut up. Let's go ahead and just play a few minutes of this.
Relating to voter integrity.
Some lawmakers are pushing for measures such as requiring voters to show a photo ID before being allowed to cast a ballot. Another bill would criminalize anyone who delivers a ballot for someone unable to drive to the polls. Now, with so much emphasis on one vote for one person, you'd think lawmakers would make sure they follow the rules, too. And tonight, CBS 42 investigates. Nancy Wilson found out many don't.
It's a record vote. Clerk, please read the bill.
This is State Representative Debbie Riddle. She authored the bill that would require voters to show a photo ID.
Clerk, ring the bell. It's a record vote.
It's all about integrity.
Record vote.
But the integrity of one person, one vote doesn't apply at the legislature. We found many lawmakers vote more than once. Take a look. Riddle votes, turns around, votes again for State Rep Kemple. Rewind. And watch the men on the screen. Elkins goes to vote for Merritt, but Hancock is faster. Elkins heads back to his desk, but before he can vote, Joe Crabb turns around and beats him to it. There is so much going on during the vote on the HPV vaccine mandate, you really have to pay attention. Start with State Rep Hamilton at his desk. He leans over to vote a second time for his desk mate, Dan Branch. Then reaches back to vote for Charlie Howard and casts a fourth vote for Wayne Smith. He's not the only one scrambling to vote. Rewind the video and take a look at the top of the screen. State Reps West and Phillips both lean over to vote for themselves and their desk mates. Phillips votes a third time for Christian. On the left, Donna Howard votes for State Rep Vo.
All right, we're out of time. That's like a third of the newscast. You can see it up on JonesReport.com and Infowars.com. I want to go to your calls. I just don't want to make a claim here, because every time I do, I get emails saying it's not true. Like if I say I have newscasts saying mercury's good for your brain or poison in the food from China is good, I have the clips. Do you want to hear them? I have the clips where they say Trans-Texas Corridor doesn't exist. Well, if you're listening to News Radio 590, you're listening to 1330, you're listening to 90.1, 96.3, you're listening to any of our affiliates in Texas, you know you're driving past the signs every day. Doesn't matter. Those signs don't exist. And they go on in the newscast to admit that it's illegal. It violates state law and the rules of the House to vote for somebody else. It doesn't matter. They got them voting repeatedly for themselves. The machines are rigged. Ding, 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 ding. I mean, I've never seen such strumpets. I've been to the legislature. I've been down there and covered it. The men wear makeup. They got big mustaches and fancy pinky rings and big suits and they all fill the gay bars after the sessions are out. I mean, it's just, this country's so gone. It's just all over. Oh, man. And they're just gearing up young guys out of the military and SWAT teams and training them to chant, "What makes the grass grow? Blood, blood, blood." Oh, man. Just criminality. I remember them publicly paying off people $300 a piece in the legislature to go testify against the Second Amendment. I said, that's illegal. And the guy didn't even care. And the paper said I was bad for showing bribery. I mean, they just pay the cash out right in front of cameras. Cash, triple voting, laughing, strutting around, giggling. And there's these soft, smiley face, fake corporate guys with these big smiles and these fake acts and all glad-handing each other. And it's just disgusting. Meanwhile, the general public thinks everything's fine, has no idea what's even going on. The truth is, these guys are bored. They want to put people in FEMA camps. They want to take your businesses. It's what they like to do. You understand criminals? If you study criminology, the largest subgroup of criminals enjoy the excitement. They like doing bad things. You understand that? And they've written laws where none of us can follow the law. On your tax return, one mistake, one decibel in the wrong place is perjury, is wire fraud, is mail fraud. Did they burn all the corporate execs that stole tens of billions of dollars and Tyco and the rest of it? No. They went and got some woman who knew her stock was going to go down, so she sold it. They claim that's illegal now and burn Martha Stewart because everybody hates her. She's totally obnoxious. I can't stand her. Only neurotic, obsessive compulsives like her. I shouldn't be mean. The point is, they sent an innocent woman to jail because to the average idiot American, $100 million is a lot of money. And look, people get mad. I call everybody idiots. I mean, I've been an idiot. The point is, stop being an idiot. Stop being conned all the time. Stop being scammed. I say this every day to the cops listening. It doesn't matter what you say. It doesn't matter if you just say I'm wrong. I happen to have all the documents. I happen to have interviewed the EPA scientist. I happen to have the university studies. Hundreds of them. They put fluoride in your water to hurt you, brother. Your government's evil. It's run by psychopaths with a bunch of corrupt rats that work for them who have no idea what's going on. They just know who hands them wads of cash and diamonds. All right, I'm out of control. I'm out of control. I said I'd take calls, and I'm not doing it. Robert in California, you're on the air. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Good. Let's move quick because I got to get to everybody else. Go ahead.
Okay. I'd like to talk about the Real ID Act. Unfortunately, it's not a national ID card. It's an international biometric ID card.
Yes, it is. That's
The three main departments that are heading this are Department of Homeland Security, the American Association of Motor Vehicle Administrators, and the International Civil Aviation Organization. We had a gentleman who was working with the organization before he found out what it was, Mark Lerner, who came and gave us some education about the Real ID Act. The American Motor Association is an association of motor vehicle and law enforcement officials who's responsible for the international biometric DL or driver's license ID card standards and international information sharing agreement. Of course, the International Civil Aviation Organization is required for the e-passports, required for visa waiver nations, and it's affiliated with the UN Global Enrollment into e-passport system of 50 million annually.
Which was signed in 2000. In Australia, and here you are giving them the facts, and I'll hold you over if you need to. This is important. But what people need to know here is, by the time you hear about it, it's the U.S. makes foreigners thumb scan to come in, so England and Germany and Japan are doing it. And it's like, okay, we'll do it too. It was an agreement, but they bill it like, oh, we're doing it because they do it. See how that works?
Right. They also tried to do this back in 1986, and the International Biometric Plans were late in 1995, both predating 9/11. So it's ridiculous,
and it was designed. The main map was designed by MIT. It is a global Pentagon information warfare web or control grid.
Absolutely. And
by the way, that's their term. People think I coined that. Stay there. The Pentagon war grid on you and your family. And they're hitting you hard every day with that sodium fluoride, aren't they? And don't you try to use doublethink. You've been pre-programmed out there thinking, how dare you say my son's waging war on us? Your son's compartmentalized. Your son's the tread that meets the road. Your son is burned up like rubber on wheels. I'm talking about the brains of the system.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com. That's SPYVILLE.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
America needs Ron Paul. He needs your support. The time is now. As long as he has your support, he will continue to fight until the very end. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. RonPaulFlags.com produces the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, President in 08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase two or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Do something. Stand up for the only man worthy of restoring our country to how our forefathers envisioned. Fly a Ron Paul flag today.
Thank you.
Hayes, Ira Hayes.
These calls are all bringing up such important info. They're so informed. How do I cut them off? Well, catch 22. How do I get to the next person? And by the way, that listener who works for a pool company who did write up an article about the chlorine and how it'll kill fish, what you put in your, what you drink out of your tap has more chlorine on average than what's even in your pool. We did post that on JonesReport.com. I'm asking listeners who have expertise, because I can tell when a listener calls in and is saying stuff that's accurate, because I've researched it. This listener, Robert, your country needs you. I don't have the money for the writers, the people, the infrastructure. You want to write a simple article about, you know, the full story on the National ID card, the Real ID Act, you know, Global ID, something like that. We would post it on all the sites and just take the facts you're putting out, and we would post that. And then hundreds of thousands would read it, bare minimum. We need intelligent people like you to help us. And just send them to Aaron at InfoWars.com. Send them to Trey at InfoWars.com. Send them to Paul. Send them to Nemo. We need your help, listeners. You've got the expertise. I mean, everything he's saying is the control grid. And so you hear Governor Ridge lying about it, sounding reasonable. Oh, I'm just for a standardized driver's license. Not a real ID. Not a national ID card, but you got to have one to get on planes, they say. You got to have one to go to national parks, to get on buses. They admit it's a national ID card in the bill. Go ahead and finish up, Robert.
Yeah, the real problem, besides it being an international ID card, it's also that the biometrics are, they don't really report the failure rates. That out of 100 people, 53% of it was accurate, and so that means 47% of it is inaccurate.
But you got to be careful on that, because 6 years ago, they put face scanning cameras in Tampa, and then they malfunctioned and they arrested and SWAT team thinking they had felonies, innocent people eating, you know, a hot dog in downtown at a restaurant outside, you know, hundreds of cases. And then they now have announced this year, okay, it's perfected. It's 100%. So they make the debate about, is it accurate, instead of, does this violate your privacy? But here's the bigger problem. You go set up a bank account. Everybody's a secret police agent. Everybody's a tattletale. They're asking you questions. They're real suspicious. You're putting money in their dirty bank. This is also so you can't run, if you have a tyrannical government, to any nation. This is so you can't get away with any of your money. The OECD and others have, you know, called for stopping, quote, tax shelters and tax avoidance countries. And it's our nation pushing and leading the world towards this.
Absolutely, and out here in California, we've been working within our legislature, getting people to call their state assembly, their state senators. We have a assembly member trying to pass AJR 51, NAVA is his name, where they either slow this down or stop it. Now, I've heard a rumor, and I don't know for a fact yet, and I haven't contacted all my sources, that they're now having so many problems with people calling up, is that they're actually trying to roll this implementation back to 2009. 2010, I heard about December 2009.
No, it's been a public announcement by the government as a lie, just like they say, okay, we're not going ahead with the Trans-Texas Corridor, and then they put signs up everywhere and grab the roads. Or they say, okay, we're not putting toll roads on MOPAC, and then they announce they are. For Austinites, they'll know what I'm talking about. That is a military psych warfare tactic. It's already being implemented, but then they tell you, oh, no, now it's in 2010. That was announced by Homeland Security about 4 months ago.
Okay, and so that's in a way, that means we're having effect, but that doesn't mean that we have to stop the battle. We have to continue to push our local and state and federal people to actually reverse
this on the federal level. But there's something deeper. There's something deeper, though. If you really study it, this is, and you obviously, the reason I'm finishing a sentence, folks, is to show you, because there are a lot of yuppies don't check out our facts. But they do get impressed if we can finish each other's sentences, because then they think, oh, it must be true. So see, I know you won't look into what I'm saying. I wish you would, and you'd find out it was true, yuppies. So I'll just finish his sentences, and he'll finish mine, because there's two people that know what's going on. There's a deeper system to all of this, and that is the feds are allowing this fight on purpose to create loopholes for the illegal aliens, but then there will not be loopholes for citizens or first-world travelers or immigrants to and from the first-world slave grid that will always be uploaded and updated first with the new, slave 1.5, 1.6, 1.7. The third world, second world's behind that. So really, they're just taking our energy. They're experts at jujitsu. They also attack, but they also defend. When we attack, they repackage spin. That's why they're in control. And then they fire it back out and use our energy to only blast loopholes in the real ID so the illegals aren't under it. You understand? That's why we got to kill real ID totally, because it's only for us. I appreciate your call. Please do a story on it, or somebody do it, because I don't have the personnel, the people to do it. What you just heard from that guy is true. He knows what he's talking about. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Okay, I don't care how good your calls are now, I've got to move quick. They're just all so good. See, now you know the truth about the Real ID Act. Don't you realize how wicked Governor Ridge is denying it? Oh, I'm against a national ID card, but I like standardized driver's license, and it's already international under treaty. Let's go ahead and talk to Rocco in Connecticut. Rocco, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I wanted to thank you for all your hard work. If this country truly has a guardian angel, you're it.
Oh, well, we're in trouble then.
Well, we need somebody to look out for our huddled masses, and I can't think of a better guy than you. So you're number one in my book. Anyhow, what I wanted to talk to you about is, you know, this reverend, you know, Barack Obama has been in the news lately. And he talks about, you know, government creating AIDS. He made this, you know, outlandish
government
accusation.
Government created the AIDS, documented. Government ships in the drugs, documented.
Right. But, you know, of course, you know, it was received by the people of America in a manner which, you know, I think it was the messenger more than the message. And
well, it's the media. It's the media spin. And then those truths of government shipping in drugs and AIDS was wrapped in basically white men are the devil. And that's, I mean, the guy is a racist. And but frankly, I get to the point where I can't even blame black folks who have that attitude. That it's just not sophisticated enough, just like the general public isn't, to see the big picture. And then whites right. buy into it and think they're part of the white establishment when they're not.
Now, I don't know the guy from a hole in a wall. I've never met him. But, you know, I kind of thought of you on this issue because when I did research whether there was any truth to it, a guy came up by the name of Boyd Graves.
We've had him on.
He claims there's a patent, 56977, and I don't know the first thing about, you know, looking up patents and whether or not there's any truth
no,
to
no,
that.
No, it's there, and it was developed. There's a Navy patent. There was a congressional funding for it in the late 70s. And we have UN documents and others about autoimmune diseases and soft kill weapons. There's no doubt it's engineered, sir.
Now, does this patent even work? I mean, you know, why is it that, you know, this guy would make a claim that there's a cure? I know he's
No. I'm not talking about him saying a cure patent. I'm talking about the military patented AIDS. They just didn't call it AIDS.
That's not the cure patent that he's talking about.
Yeah, you know, I've had Graves on. There's a lot of experts saying the government created AIDS. There's a lot of evidence to it, and there's a lot of... He doesn't say AIDS when you go find the military patents and the military development. It says autoimmune weapon, and then it describes it.
I mean, the numbers are staggering on AIDS. I mean, if the government created AIDS, I mean, that makes the Holocaust and what the Chinese did with 25, 30 million dead look like a walk in a park. We're talking 800 million people here.
Well, where are you
like
going with this? I got to move on in a minute, Rocco.
Well, you know, where I'm going basically with this is that, you know, I'm surprised that we're not really addressing this issue a little more because I think that, you know, if the government did in fact create AIDS and we do have the stage front and center now with, you know, Barack Obama in the limelight, being he's a leading candidate in the presidential election, why not run with this and, you know, find out if there is in fact any legitimacy from this with people in the scientific community or people actually can look at these things and prove that this is, you know, for real.
No, I hear you.
Boyd Graves is talking about.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I've had Boyd Graves on. I think he's a nice guy, but he doesn't come off too well. I'm just going to leave it at that. His info is good, but he comes off strange. So everybody keeps talking about Boyd Graves. Lynn Horowitz has done amazing research on this with the Source Research, Dr. Lynn Horowitz. But let me just go back. My dad, you know, had a lot of friends in the medical field because he's a physician in Dallas growing up. And I remember in the mid-80s talking about AIDS and my dad saying, oh, that's an engineered weapon. It's race-specific. That's what he'd basically been told by medical doctors, epidemiologists in Dallas in the mid-80s. I remember thinking, oh, more crazy stuff from my dad. Just like my dad said, don't, when I was 16 and went to get my driver's license, he said, don't sign the organ donor card. Hospitals don't resuscitate you. They withhold care if you're young and healthy because they make about $400,000, and that was back then, off your organs. And I thought, oh, sure, but I did what he said, and later it came out on 60 Minutes. They kill you for your organs. They've been caught in a bunch of hospitals. Yeah, absolutely. The bioethics board has directives, and it's all done right above board. So he said that then, and if I try to get into this, it would take... See, this is the problem. This caller just brought up a huge issue. And I love how we, like, spin the wheel, and some incredibly important issue comes up each time we take a call. I should do whole shows on that. I've probably done 20, 30 shows, I don't know, over the years on it. But here's what we know. We know from U.S. studies that if you take blacks comparatively to whites who have just as many sexual partners, in some cases the same sexual partners, they've done studies, where let's say a black woman has HIV, and there is a black partner having sex with her and a white partner having sex with her, it is hundreds of times harder for a white person to contract AIDS. There are countries in Africa where 40%+ of the population has HIV. There have been BBC reports admitting that international groups have done studies going, we looked at hundreds of young girls and boys who've never had sex. They've been medically examined. They've never had blood transfusions. Their parents don't even have AIDS, but they have HIV, and they've had to admit it has to be the inoculations. But they spun it and said they must be using the same needle over and over and over and over again. No, it's in the polio shots. They've been caught. It came out in government documents that as a test group, in New York, they used the homosexual community because the males were having hundreds of sexual partners a month. And this was the 70s. They were delivering large volume of blood product into areas of the body not designed to come in contact with those fluids. I don't want to get into details here, folks. And it was a perfect vector. So they were the vector to put it out. And then now they've been trained to want to vector. I'm not saying all of them, but cover Rolling Stone. It's admitted. Ron Paul's not bad to talk about it. You shouldn't want AIDS, folks. And you shouldn't want to spread it. And you shouldn't want to give the gift by donating blood. That's another trick that's come out. This is a death cult. And it's just a fact. I don't want you to die. I don't hate you. Just you're killing yourself. And we have, this is in Road to Tyranny. This is in Endgame. But see, this is Endgame 1. When I make Endgame 2, which I may call Endgame 2, or I may just call it a 2012 film. By 2012, to show you the real 2012, how it's being orchestrated. And I'm not saying anything's going to happen in 2012. I'm saying that they're using that as a touchstone date. But the globalist think tanks 100 years ago, 80 years ago, 70 years ago, 50 years ago, 40 years ago, 20 years ago, a year ago, said they can't wait till Ebola's airborne. It needs to be engineered to kill 90% of us. And they wrote books saying we could have an autoimmune virus in the 30s. See, they just shelve all that research. And this could wipe out the blacks. Publicly written. Make a whole film. Chemtrails, all of it's going to be in it. By the way, most people don't talk about what their film ideas are. I could get killed next week, God forbid. This isn't about me being the filmmaker. I hope you rip me off and go make this film, listeners out there. See, it isn't about that. It's about warning people and stopping the murder. In fact, I ought to just tell you my whole film idea and just lay it out and post it and hope you do it. Of course, then they'd say it was their film back at me, but it doesn't matter. I wouldn't even care because I just race to try to make these, and I have to finish each one as I'm going. I don't know. I'm making a 9/11 truth film. It's really dynamic. It's cinema verite, just to show I can do that with no voiceover. And then I'm also making a JFK cinema verite, and I'm trying to finish those by the end of the year so I can get on to this end of days documentary. And usually a second film isn't as powerful as the first. This is going to blow the first Endgame away, but it's a foundation. This is an education. But to get into all the evidence of AIDS being engineered, it's such an important subject, I hate to even get into it without properly laying it out. But it is. They'll go into areas of Pakistan, they'll go into areas of Afghanistan, they'll go into areas of Africa, Latin America, where no one has polio, and I see this every week in the news. Every week I see it. And they will come in, and now they have to have the police who are paid, the military, will block off the town. No one can leave, and they will come in, they forcibly inject them in India, and the government's getting the money, so they do it. They forcibly inject them in Peru, they forcibly inject them in Central Africa. And the people now run for decades. They run. No one has polio. They shoot them up. Everybody gets polio. Hundreds of children die. The UN ships in millions of liters of pre-packed baby formula. All the children die that eat it. it's type it in. Type baby formula, mass deaths, Africa. It's just unbelievable. Bill Gates has given what their foundation is like $80 billion now, plus with Warren Buffett. All for eugenics. His dad runs Planned Parenthood, but you hear on the news, Bill Gates helping blacks. He loves them. Oh, man. Now, here, the soft kills had some blowback, but not a lot. But it's well known in medical circles and with epidemiologists and virologists that if you're a white person, you've got to have a compromised immune system, normally from using dirty methamphetamine or other drugs that are filled with toxins, because they can't get the raw materials to make methamphetamine and ecstasy and things anymore, which are clean. They have to take four or five other chemicals each to mix it up to get just one of the precursors. And so you have hundreds of things mixed in, generally by the end of it, hundreds of different chemicals in each mixture. And then you get heavy metals, toxins, poisons. And so, you know, your teeth are loose and falling out. You got black circles around your eyes. You're totally crazy. You're snorting the methamphetamine. And then now you get, over the month, you know, a gallon of blood product pumped into you. And I'm just going to call it blood product. That's what it is. And your body can't fight it and it gets you. But if you're black and you get one AIDS virus, you're dead doornail. And that's why there's confusion. People go, oh, you can beat AIDS. You can beat HIV. You can, yeah, if you're white and you get back to being really healthy and like Tommy Morrison and all these other people, and you get off the drugs and things, a lot of times you can live 20, 30 years. Or you're Magic Johnson. You're an elitist. You agree to go be a spokesman for AIDS. They're going to give you the cure. He just says, I no longer have it. See, they're let into the higher level of it. And of course they have cures for it. AIDS isn't even AIDS. From the evidence, it's a cover. See, any black op is like this. It has multiple projects are hidden under its umbrella. A huge bioweapons testing program. And see, a lot of microbiologists found this out in the last 8 years. That's why they've killed over 300 of them. You start publishing reports about this, and you've actually got the credentials, you're going to get run over by a van, or thieves are going to break in your house and steal everything. And, of course, they're going to torture you to death to find out who else knows. It's always the same. They're tortured to death in their house, and they go, we don't know why the guys that stole the stereo tortured the doctor to death. The virologist was tied down and appeared tortured for more than 10 hours. But the devil cult then urinated on him and cut a pentagram in his chest. By the way, the last time I talked about that, I saw a message board saying I was lying. That was in Virginia. That was in the news. And that they've had deaths all over the country from maggots entering the brain. There's a particular type of fly, not your standard. It's called a screw fly. I saw some guy on a YouTube message board saying I was lying about that last night. $10,000. You call here right now. I bet you I'll take your money. Okay, that was in the Kansas City Star and a bunch of other papers. Don't you say I'm a liar. I'm sick of it. You don't know what you're talking about. Who's up next here? Martin in New York, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How
Hello.
You doing?
Good.
First of all, I want to salute you. You're a fellow patriot, and God bless you. Stay alive. Am I coming through?
Yes, sir. I'm listening.
Okay. First thing I wanted to talk about, I got a couple of things. I'm going to try and make this real quick. I got a list here, and I'll run through it. I got on the line yesterday to call you for the first time. This is the first time I've ever called you, coincidentally, and I don't believe in coincidence, I had to hang up. I didn't get through because I had another call, and I didn't have time to call back. 2 hours later, I'm over at my girlfriend's house, and for the first time in my life, I saw a black helicopter. It hovered over our treetop for 10 minutes. It circled around the property. And it's not black, by the way. It's an unmarked, dark green Blackhawk. And I know a helicopter.
It's scanning your property.
Yeah.
Under NORTHCOM, all Americans are listed as enemies. Just like you heard the Texas corrections officer talk about how all citizens have secretly been given a prisoner ID number.
I wouldn't doubt it.
It's all part of a military op.
Yeah, they're solidifying their control. The same people that have been patiently diddling with what used to be our sovereignty since the Sherman Antitrust Acts failed in the late 19th century, we haven't been sovereign since then. I mean, it's been going on, and I only learned since listening to you, actually. Despite the fact that I have a university degree in history, spent a couple of years in law school, I was completely brainwashed, and there's nobody out there that's telling the truth like you are and a few other people. And God bless you. You gotta stay alive long enough to get enough people out there to keep the word going. It's just unbelievable. When I hear you screaming, sometimes I'm screaming the same way. I was one of the first brainwashed members of the all volunteer army. I don't know if you remember. About 30 years ago or so,
1975.
I joined in. I really don't want to get into the details.
Well, that doesn't mean you're bad.
ABC made. Do you remember the ABC special they did on the all volunteer army, which people were then apprehensive about, and rightly so, because if you read the notes of the Constitutional Convention, the one thing that all the delegates all agreed on. Was no standing army. So here we are ever since Lincoln with a standing army. But now we got worse than that. We have a mercenary army.
That's what it's publicly being turned into now. There are 300,000 mercs in Iraq.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you can be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help not harm kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side, or we're going to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
There's a need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
Hey! There's no doubt of one thing. You're not going to be bored in the years to come. There's one thing for sure. You got front row seats to Armageddon. You got front row seats to robot armies, genetic hybrids of every type, siege forces, foreign troops dominating you, implosion of currencies, bioweapons. You got front row seats to hell. So enjoy yourselves. Take a handful of Prozac, drink some Jack Daniels, and turn on the Cowboys. Or you could decide to fight it. You could decide to be part of history on the side of good. And you could truly be alive. You could join the info war today. Join the global resistance against tyranny. You could get on the side of the winners. Because we're going to win, there's no doubt of that. And the globalists know it. That's why they're so afraid. All right, we're going to come back with the third hour, continue with your phone calls. We have a big surprise guest coming up in about 35 minutes. I do want to just encourage everybody to go to eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. That's a J. Michael Stevens group. With all the troubles and all the bizarre things that are happening and food prices exploding and inflation out of control and talk of war with Iran, got a bunch of news on that I haven't even gotten to as they escalate towards that. I don't know it's going to happen, but it doesn't look good. Let's just put it to you that way. These guys will fly remote control planes into buildings. They'll do anything. So they'll say Iran's Al-Qaeda. I mean, they just treat us like we're complete idiots. I just hope that you will go to eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to eFoodsDirect.com. And they got the best durable foods out there. I've got it from them four times. I got quite a stockpile of my own. And I suggest you give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Very affordable. 1-800-409-5633. Be fearless. I mean, be in control. Be as prepared as you can for whatever happens. Or you can live hand-to-mouth and eat at Burger King every day with your kids and just trust the government and take your injections. 1-800-409-5633. Also, I want to tell you about the wonderful folks at Innerfood. Innerfood, go to Infowars.com, click on the Innerfood link, and you will get 10% off immediately at Infowars.com for the best green food out there. Your fields are basically debilitated. You need to get this Innerfood, ENERfood.com, or 1-866-762-9238.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
is known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Surprise guest coming up in 30 minutes. Some Iran war escalation news, economic news coming up. Right now, Jimmy in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Good morning.
Hello, my friend.
Oh, really, really glad to get a hold of you, man. I've been listening for a while, and really want to thank you for your unselfish contributions, man. I saw 9/11 Road to Tyranny on a public access station probably about 7 years ago. And when I saw the movie, I at the end of watching the movie, I just thought to myself, wow, everything I always thought was true is true. And
Yeah, you knew it in your gut.
Yeah, so I've been listening to you ever since.
Look, your gut, just like when you're walking down a street at night and you feel something, you turn around and somebody's looking at you.
Yeah.
Or just like when you're in the woods, middle of nowhere, and you never see anybody on the land in 10 years, and all of a sudden somebody's trespassing, and you feel them 100 yards away. Your gut knows the truth.
Exactly. Hey, listen, Alex, I'm a little bit concerned, man. You constantly are sitting here having to spend a lot of your time justifying what you say and all that, and I'm just curious. I mean, when Walter Cronkite reported a story or Dan Rather, I mean, did they have to go out and sit here and defend their story, you know, for the next 48 hours or the next week or so? I mean, I don't get it.
Well, I do that because there are people pre-programmed with pre-programmed responses driving around in their cars. And right. So I then want to back it up and give them examples and then almost counter how I know they're going to be pre-programmed. You understand?
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, I know I took a hot shower this morning, so if anything I'm saying doesn't make sense, it's probably because I'm dumbed down from the fluoride, but... what I want to ask is, I mean, do people actually think that you would say something on your radio show that you couldn't back up? I mean,
they're not in the real world, and I appreciate your call, and I again love all your calls. I'm going to move quick here so I can get to everybody. I'm just going to be brief about this. When I say DynCorp was caught running child kidnapping rings, it was in the Chicago Tribune, BBC. When I say any of this stuff, if I tell you that they signed a treaty to make it a world ID, I mean, I remember it was in the newspaper. So, yes, we do tell the truth here, but people have trouble believing it, or they're upset by what I say, so they go through mental gymnastics to deny it. And so I just remind them, at your peril, continue to deny what I'm saying. Matt in Kentucky, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I just wanted to thank you and Aaron for posting that video on Bill Clinton yesterday. Sure made my day.
Another confrontation. Bill Clinton confronted again.
Yeah, that was me. That's Matt Kazee. I went in there and got him good.
Well, tell folks what happened.
Well, I got my press pass and ran up there. There was a massive line. There must have been 2,000 people waiting to just, I mean, you wouldn't believe it. You would have thought it was absolute royalty coming. There were women who fainted when he came on stage. It was completely ridiculous and over the top. And I patiently waited for my turn and got a chance. But the funny thing is, the interesting thing, they would not let the press film anywhere outside of the press box, which is 50 feet away from the stage. And they came up and told me, I had to clear me with the Secret Service and all that stuff, and they told me, no, you cannot film outside here. So when he was given autographs, I went to go ask him a question, and they came up and warned me again, no questions. No questions, and no, you can't film here.
Well, that might shatter the illusion. You see, these are all, when Cheney has a town hall or Bush does, they make you sign a pledge not to disagree or ask tough questions. But then on the news, it's a town hall. The people get to speak. It's a simulation of freedom, Matt.
That's true. Everybody had their cameras, but the press, no. If you have a press pass, no cameras up front.
Well, Matt Kazee, you're really kicking butt. Give out your website.
Truthmovement.com. Thanks, Todd Howard. Keep up the good fight, brother.
Good to hear from you. All right, I'm finally getting going with the calls. 1-800-259-9231. Your call straight ahead.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, neighbor. No matter when the time comes to survive on our food supply, every single one of us who have prepared will have two regrets. Even those who haven't wasted a single penny on Christmas, birthdays, and vacations in order to store all the food possible. Even those who have sold stuff and taken on part-time jobs to buy food. Even those who have traded their gold while it will still buy food. Yes, we will have been called stupid, crazy, and foolish. When folks won't be able to afford food and there won't be any food for any amount of money, we will still have two regrets. We will regret that we didn't get more serious about more food sooner. We will deeply regret that we didn't get enough food. Putting off emergency food preparations to celebrate the holidays will be the most dangerous decision that some of us will ever make. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know. The air is unfit to breathe. Our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to ride. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. My life has value. I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore. I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All right, we're back live.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Chris in Canada, you're on the air. Good to talk to you, Chris.
I just wanted to talk about just how crazy it is up here in Canada. Like, we don't even realize here how quickly and vast the RFID chip is going on here in Canada. Like, if, for example, British Columbia, Manitoba, and the province I live in, Ontario, already the new licenses are going to have this new RFID chip in them. It's crazy. And we only have 10 provinces. You guys have 50 states. How fast this is moving across Canada.
And it's all the same system in all the Western world. It's just happening by accident. There's no RFID. You heard Governor Ridge earlier. That's not real.
But, I mean, just the little coverage that's here in Canada is unbelievable. Like, I didn't even know about it until I saw the new licenses. And I said, Ontario got new licenses? I heard the little two-minute blip that was
under the federal ID. You're going to have to thumbprint, face scanned every day at work. Everyone's clocked in. They're going to have a new sales tax with the income tax, and then that will be the reason to track all cash purchases, making us a cashless society. And then it's total control. Then the real fun can start.
Yeah. I just wanted to say thanks, and I wish that I could find someone here in Canada that has, you know, your values and stuff like that.
Well, people are brought up in a wonderland. They think it's shopping malls, movie theaters, everything's friendly. They believe the TV propaganda. They don't know right under the surface is just completely rotten. And it's because most people are good and decent and happy that they think the rest of the world is like them. They don't understand history. But they're beginning to understand. And remember, a lot of people we planted seeds with aren't awake now, but when they get bruised, when they get squeezed, our numbers will swell. Oh, the New World Order's in a lot of trouble, my friend. Thank you, Chris. Tim in Ohio, you're on the air worldwide.
Greetings, Alex.
Greetings, Tim.
I had a brain dropping I wanted to share with you. The H.R. 418 goes into effect May 11th. Isn't it interesting that that coincides with the release of the income tax checks, the little bonus checks? Do you think they're going to try to make people, as a beginning, to scan for those checks and possibly thumb scan as well? Do you think that's going to be the beginning of it?
It's all Pavlovian. I don't know.
And before, you were earlier talking about your rants. We love your rants. Never stop them. I came up with an idea I wanted to share with you here, and I'll let you go before you're talking about your next movie. Total Precision, The Extermination Has Begun.
Total precision, and that's at the top. The precision is they know human nature. They know how to manipulate. They create the red tape and the blob, the blob, the blob. It's the blob, and that's how the government, the low level, works. But up top is that little robotic demon brain running the whole thing.
And just like Jackie Gleason said, away we go.
Away we go. Good to hear from you, Tim. Tim, I think he's been calling like 10 years. Lynn in Toronto, you're on the air.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, hello there.
Hello there, my friend.
My goodness. Whoa. Hiya. I just wanted to touch base and say the following, that, you know, this is a great show, and you know, you're getting the truth out, but I have my plan here, and I'm touching people with shortwave radios, and I'm, you know, opening the door that way, increasing the awareness. And
you have a plan. Tell me about it.
Yeah, just you know, my best friends, they all get a little shortwave. You can give them the big one or get one of the little ones at the, you know, Radio Shack, whatever. You can get them around $40.
Yeah, they're fun.
And you can start talking to them about shows, and they tune on. You could be, you know, they become like real people with truth and meaning. And all my relatives, I give them one. So I actually am making.
Yeah, you can give them like a $40, and those are pretty good for that price. We even sell some good ones. I never plug it at Infowars.com, the best we found for the price. Basically a Sanji and Guts, but it's another company, so it's about half price. Very good systems, and they run the gamut in price. But yes, what you do is you give it as a gift, and then you also give them a frequency list. And most people start using it, and it's a whole other world.
Oh, yeah, and it just opens up this world to them. And I give them like an update with the different frequency list, you know, good shows like yours and a couple other ones. And they really get turned on. My nephew knew nothing about anything, you know. And now he's listening to that, and he'll give me a call, and he'll say, did you catch that show on the Power Hour, this, because he works in the late afternoon.
Well, that's how we're going to defeat the New World Order.
Yep. So
is little things like you're doing add up to huge things.
Yeah, and good luck to you, eh?
Anything else from Canada?
Oh, golly, a couple of days ago they were talking about AIDS. They want to start bringing people with AIDS into Canada, you know?
No,
isn't
yeah.
that lovely? And then just a few days later, I think it was yesterday, I heard the article thing about the States. They want to stop people from coming into the States with AIDS. So I thought, I wonder if they're going to start stopping Canadians.
Well, they also, I meant to cover this on Monday, but I forgot to. The big AIDS trials of the latest AIDS vaccine hurt a bunch of people. And so, they're not going to be able to try to force us. And the HPV, human papillomavirus vaccine, which they admit doesn't even protect you and can double your chances of the cancer. I love all these drugs. You know, this drug will kill you, but you'll be able to sleep. Or this drug will give you cancer, but just buy it. And people, give it to me. But they want to then claim it's mandated to take their AIDS vaccination. And it hurt the people so bad that took it, they can't even cover that up.
And wouldn't it be awesome if they start stopping Canadians at the border and saying, hey, you know, we want just a blood test. Just make certain you don't have AIDS, you know. And then they could get into our blood, you know. Who knows with their dirty needles.
Dirty needles, it's not, they put it in there, and then if you prove that you got it from the shot, they say, it was a dirty needle. there's hundreds of different diseases that have been caused by vaccines. You know, the HV40, the live cancer virus that's given tens of millions in the West cancer.
God.
No, don't believe me. Type HV40 cancer virus into Google. You'll have hundreds and hundreds of mainstream articles about it.
I've been doing that, you know, for a follow-up and get some printouts of the things you mentioned. And what you say is true. You know, you're on. You're not spinning because I have everything validated that you say.
Well, I was on the CDC just last weekend, and I'm going from memory, but I believe it says 160 million Americans were exposed through the polio, oral and shot, to the live cancer virus, and admits it killed a bunch of people.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to Google that right now. My memory's not 100% all the time, and like I said that 14 people die a year of sharks. It was really 12 when I looked it up, so my memory, it's usually close, but it's not what it used to be. Let me go ahead and just HV40. Let me see. HV40, and you put enter in, and CDC. I was on the CDC. They got a bunch of propaganda about it, but then they admit it. See, I'm not finding it right now. But anything else?
That's all, you know. There's a lot of things happening here. We've got the Mexican issue here. Something odd with, there's a woman, her name is Martin, and she's Canadian, and she ended up going over to Mexico and got involved with somebody, and next thing you know, he did something wrong, and they've arrested her. She's been in jail for 2 years. The government up here will do nothing, and it's just fishy that you're talking about this North American Union, and why is Canada and Mexico at odds like this? They seem to be creating something that's not necessary. Her last name's Martin, and I just can't remember her first name. But that is, I don't know, it rings bells or something off there, you know?
Okay, well, good to hear from you. I'm on the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. I found the page. You type in HV40 polio, and it comes up. And let me read how many millions. I read this about a week ago. It'll say how many were exposed in here. I know it's over 100 million. I got to read this. It's like 20 pages. I'll come back after the break. And I wasn't ignoring you, man, except that I was, because I was, while you were talking, I was reading this. Were any people in the United States exposed to SV40 contaminated vaccines? And it says, in addition, SV40 was also found in other vaccines given to more than, that says 100,000 right there, but that's another vaccine contaminated. Where's the part about 160 million Americans? I'm going to find it. Oh, I can control F 160 million. That should bring it up for me. All right, we'll be right back after this break. Stay with us. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Baby, baby, I'm going to leave you.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer for fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators
that cause chronic health issues, it means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
The one reality show that I'm looking forward to seeing is the Martha Stewart show, who is out of jail. Martha, out! Why did she go to jail in the first place? Like, I don't understand. Like, she didn't do that much. Like, the guys from Enron, they should go to jail. They're thugs. But Martha, like, I don't know. She got to wear a cuff on her ankle. Like, I don't think she did anything that bad. The worst thing that should have happened to her is she should have been forced to furnish her house with all her own products. You made your bed with 50% cotton, 50% polyester sheets. Now lie in it.
Margaret Cho is one of the top comedians in the country right now. We got her coming on next segment. She's political, and we'll get her take on a lot of issues. Big guest tomorrow, and even bigger next week. Just let you know that little hint, hint. I know we got a lot of phone calls, too. I'm going to try to jam a few of those in right now. I'm on a different CDC page, and I can't read. I didn't have time to read all of it, but it talks about people being given it and tested at Army camps. You know, they're accidentally testing it on you at Army camps, giving you cancer viruses. So, you know, 100,000 troops at this base, and then it says, well, I just found the part. It says, who received the SV40 contaminated polio vaccines? And it says 98 million people were given the shots. And then I'm having trouble finding that 160 million. But again, they kind of parse it out, the different years. So, but anyways, it's 98 million, whatever. But they gave the entire population the shots and also the oral vaccines. And then my local pediatrician told me how he was volunteering 3 years ago. You were supposed to do that every year to do some volunteer time at a city clinic giving kids their vaccines that hadn't gotten them for school. You know, when they say go to the sports stadium or you'll be arrested, you're truant. There's no law, but they tell everybody that, and the doctors go out and do it. He said, yeah, they were giving him oral SV40, and he said he looked at it, and it was old vaccine from the 60s, and that's illegal in the U.S., but he said, do not quote my name. He said, I thought you were nuts when I heard you talking about that. What do you think? Look, it's all about hurting you. And the doctors don't know. They think they're helping. But see, he knew enough to go, wait a minute. He was like, what is going on? He read the bottles. He read the containers. It was ancient. By the way, under international law, they still ship that original stuff out to the third world. You can't make this stuff up. You cannot make it up. They want you to die. They want to kill you. These are sickos. Did you hear about the big head of the UT biology section on climatology, but he's separately a lizard expert saying he wants to kill 90% of us? I mean, that, and he gets 95% standing ovations, thousands in a room, and at the Texas Academy of Sciences, he's getting an award. He goes all over the world, and everyone's, oh, we love you. That's the news that, of all those scientists, about 5%, the papers reported, didn't stand. I mean, they would just start hooping and yelling. He'd show big screenshots of skulls on a wall and say that mass death will soon begin. By the way, he's on his own university website dressed up like a druid next to his, with a wizard staff next to his bull buffalo named Lucifer. I mean, these people are all the same. They're completely out of their minds. And by the way, you can see Dr. Pianca in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. If you haven't gotten the DVD with the 40 minutes of extras, it's a three-hour film, then I don't know what you're doing. You need to go to Infowars.com. You need to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Let's jam Peggy in Pennsylvania in. Peggy, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. One of the truisms that I have found, being somewhat of an old-timer, is that when I hear something, whether it's on the local news or whatever, I can tell sometimes whether it's true or not, you know, once I became aware of that there was deception, was when I would try to compare it with something I had heard maybe 20 or 30 years ago that I knew to be true, like what happens during inflation. You know, I remembered from 1980 what happened there, and then you can tell it's a lie. But young people don't have that advantage. They don't know what happened in the past, and therefore they don't have anything to compare the lies to. And one area that I have noticed almost everybody has no knowledge of is the fact that a person isn't supposed to be sick and then take medicine and have diseases all the time, that a person is supposed to be healthy. And the main way you do that is by eating right. And but nobody knows how to do that. Nobody knows what good food really is because they're being lied to. In the 1970s, for instance, they found out the scientists found out the trans fats were not good for you. They were very harmful for you.
You know, you're a great caller, and I hope you'll call back tomorrow or the next day, and I'll give you 5 minutes or so because I got a guest coming up, because I really want to hear you talk about this issue. But as dumb as the new generation, or as ignorant as the new generation is, imagine, you know, what the old-timers knew that we didn't see change, you see? We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fact: rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution: detoxification integrated with Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government shipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
But I don't understand, why can't Howard Stern make fun of George Bush when Rush Limbaugh is allowed to say things like the Iraqi prison scandal is no worse than what happens in college frat house hazings all across America? That just makes me think that Rush Limbaugh is still high. Rush Limbaugh was doing a lot of drugs, too. He did a lot of drugs. Rush Limbaugh did so many drugs, Courtney Love would say, you know what? I can't. I got to work tomorrow. But Rush Limbaugh never had to face any of the court stuff that Courtney had to deal with. He never had to worry about any of that. He just got to go back to work. I mean, have drug laws changed a lot recently? Because it wasn't too long ago that they sent Tommy Chong behind bars for selling bongs on the internet. Like, who didn't know Tommy Chong smoked weed? It's on the SAT. People should not be put behind bars for smoking pot. I mean, pot smokers can't commit crime.
Folks,
they can barely get.
That's why we got Margaret Cho on. She's one of the top comedians in the country. She starred in a bunch of movies, the stars of major sitcoms for decades, and she just gets bigger and bigger. And she really tells it like it is on so many issues. You know, the new film America Drug War coming out next month that just aired on Showtime, but we're going to have it on DVD for you, that I consulted on my buddy Kevin Booth. They went into jail and interviewed Tommy when he was in there in California, and he talked about how he smoked pot with Arnie, but Arnie isn't going to get in trouble. How just months before he got busted, he was smoking pot with Arnie. It's all selectively enforced, and Limbaugh could take 100, he went deaf from it. That'd kill like five horses, by the way. 100 Oxycontins a day, it's synthetic heroin. But you're selling bongs to smoke weed that George Washington smoked, you're going to go to jail for a couple years. And so we are really on, and that and a whole bunch of issues is Margaret Cho. And her website is margaretcho.com. We have a link to it up on Infowars.com. Margaret, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you. I didn't know that Tommy smoked weed with Arnold. That sounds great.
Yeah, well, we actually have the video of that. It's in the film. It's now aired
on... That it's just so insane that he had to go to prison for that. You know, I mean, it's just ludicrous that there are so many laws against marijuana when marijuana is hardly a problem at all. The big problems, you know, that the country is totally ignoring other problems. I mean, alcohol is far worse than any kind of like pot that anybody would smoke, I think.
Well, they can find no deaths from pot, and by the way, I don't smoke it, but they can find over 100,000 a year related to alcohol.
Right, and nicotine is a terrible drug as well, and I think that those substances like alcohol and nicotine need to be regulated far more than anything like marijuana, which I find really helps people, so I don't understand.
Well, it does for hundreds of illnesses, glaucoma, cancer patients, you name it. I mean, just getting into the drug war first, and we'll just get into what's important to you right now, what you're really focused on, and where your career is going, some of the new stuff you've done, some of your concert movies. There's so much to talk about in the 20 minutes we've got you, but... the larger, you know, issue of Limbaugh. I mean, he is such a hypocrite that he can, you know, be gobbling close to 1,000 pills a week and committing felonies, doing it with narcotics. But that's okay, and he still calls for the cocaine laws, where if a black's caught with crack, they get 20 years in prison, but a white lawyer gets probation.
Right. I mean, it's obviously very racist and very hypocritical, and. And because he's a conservative, he gets away with a lot more than anybody else does because of his politics.
I think more than just being a, quote, conservative, he supports the military-industrial prison complex.
Right. Right. It's a shame. It's really a shame.
You know, you've
it's
been
really
from
terrible.
The... From the first days of this administration, when really people weren't criticizing Lord Bush, when he had a 90% approval rating, you were criticizing him. Now everybody's criticizing. We have the 10 steps to fascism, Naomi Wolf, even conservative pundits are saying Bush is insane. He's talking about being a dictator. Give us your take on when you started really getting concerned about Bush.
Well, I got concerned right after 9/11, where, you know, the planes hit the World Trade Center and he was in that classroom with all those children, and they told him what was going on, and he did nothing for several minutes. He did nothing as he waited, as we waited and waited and waited for him to do something.
15 minutes,
the country was in danger, and he did nothing. We were attacked for the first time on American soil, and he did nothing. That's when I realized that there was something wrong, very, very wrong.
Now, a lot of the victims' families and others, and Willie Nelson and Charlie Sheen and the former German defense minister and the former Italian president and thousands of architects and engineers have said that, especially Building 7, not hit by a plane, collapsing perfectly, they have questions. And now it turns out that Bush appointed the commission and had Zelikow, his deputy, running it. Do you have any questions about the official story?
Well, I have a lot of questions about the Pentagon. I mean, I don't understand why we have so much footage of the World Trade Center and the sort of the buildings falling, the Twin Towers falling, and why there was also this whole thing that happened at the Pentagon, which, in a sense, if you hit the Pentagon, it's far more of a security breach if you're talking about national security. I mean, that is, in a sense, a lot worse. Of course, there's a lot of fatalities, a lot more with the towers, but the Pentagon is sort of glossed over, that we don't see a lot of information about that, and we don't even have a clear picture of the damage or what happened. And to me, that's troubling. Like, why is that so under the rug? Why are we not seeing anything about that? Why is it all focused on the towers? I mean, I understand that the tragedy has sort of the ground zero of the tragedy, but there was other parts to it, too. That day was a terrible day, and there was other things that happened. Why are they not focusing on that, and what are they hiding?
You know, it is suspicious that there's that 16-foot hole before it collapses, and they seized all the video camera tapes. I mean, I wonder why they won't release any of those. I mean, they released one from a parking cam that only takes a picture every second or so, and it just shows, it doesn't show a plane. It's very weird.
Right, and the Pentagon is really where so much of our, you know, so much of our government is really housed. There's so much things, well, so many, like, military security, all this, like, top secret stuff happens there. So, of course, it's going to be monitored from every angle, every second, and yet we have no footage of it. It's very mysterious. And so I've always been curious about that. Like, what's up with the Pentagon? Where and what happened there, and where is the damage, and what occurred, and why was it almost not as bad as what happened in the towers? Why is it not as what happened? It's just very strange to me.
Yeah, you would think if a plane could bring down not just the two buildings, but one down the street that wasn't hit by anything, just magically. Yeah. Boy, you think of a plane at the Pentagon, the whole thing would have just blown up.
Right, and just a little piece of it seemed to sort of like have fallen over, like somebody drove a car into it or something, but it was a whole plane. And then where's the plane? It's so weird. I don't know.
Well, what
it's
about...
very much about a conspiracy to me, I think.
Very much about a conspiracy. Well, what about I mean, you're very well informed politically. I've seen that. The PNAC documents where Dick Cheney publicly wrote that we need a big catalyzing event to be able to launch all these wars. And then Bush massed 44,000 U.S. troops in the country surrounding Afghanistan and had two carriers there. And they sent over 18,000 British troops. And he signed the launch order the day before 9/11 to attack Afghanistan. But then he said he attacked Afghanistan because they were supposedly behind the attacks. Boy, you just don't mass those troops overnight. That was a four-month buildup, Margaret.
I know, and they were ready for something. They were ready to go. So it was all some kind of a plan. And really, I mean, our country is no stranger to conspiracy anything. I mean, this whole country was built on conspiracy. There's all conspiracy in every major political event, always something going on. And so when this one is uncovered, it's going to be major, and people are going to be very angry. I think people are already angry anyway because the country has fallen apart just because of the Bush administration, and it's really terrible. You know,
well, you're
that's
right.
That's why people are so excited about coming in, out and voting in this next election and getting so involved, because they can't stand it anymore.
Well, I have to say that both political parties are very corrupt and bad, but I am seeing a lot of attacks on Barack Obama by the establishment, and that is very suspicious.
It is very suspicious, and a lot of the kinds of attacks, the kinds of saying, like, you know, associating him with this Reverend Wright, or saying, trying to make it seem like his point of view is the same as Reverend Wright's point of view, and really, when you look at John McCain's spiritual advisor, is this sort of minister who's his you know, speeches are very, very extreme as well. Like, he's talking about how abortion is kind of a black genocide and all this stuff.
Well, he says he wants World War. He says he wants World War III.
Right.
But
you know, and yet that's not being brought up by the mainstream media because that isn't as tantalizing, I suppose, or I don't know. That's being suppressed.
Well,
somehow.
at McCain's age, about, in fact, I looked the numbers up this morning, more than 70% of the time you have a relapse within a decade or even sooner and die of lymphoma alone. He's had, I mean, that's the bad kind in your lymph nodes. He's had all sorts of cancer, and he's 71, the oldest person to ever run. And he's right. and he starts singing songs about bomb Iran. And then meanwhile, he says Iran is Al-Qaeda when they're Shiite, the opposite group.
I know, it's crazy. It's so misinformed, and yet, you know, people are looking at him like he's some kind of the answer. Well, he's not. He's just a continuation of the Bush administration also. He's another leg of it, and it's not right.
Another big TV actor, Daniel Sunjata from Rescue Me, has gone public saying he believes it's an inside job. Willie Nelson on this show. Daniel Sunjata, of course, Charlie Sheen, but German defense ministers on this show, number three in Blair's government on this radio show. I mean, so many prominent people. It's in the tens of thousands now. Former CIA section chief Bill Christensen, Bob Baer, the movie Syriana's about, saying all the evidence says inside job. Bill Doyle, the head of the biggest victims family, has said he believes it's an inside job. I mean, I agree with you that it's going to come out, and I don't think they can stop this, Margaret.
I don't think so either, and I think that the way that they're kind of trying to keep it from coming out is trying to keep somebody like McCain in office, or trying to put somebody like McCain in office, and keep people like Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton just out of it. You know, it's pretty freaky.
Well, Hillary's definitely in bed with the same people that pull Bush's strings, but I'll say that Obama, I'm seeing signs that he may not be under their control. I'll say that. I mean, I've really looked at it. I mean, all the dirty tricks are... I mean, I agree with this preacher that AIDS was engineered. I've got documents on that. And I agree that the government's been... It's been the cover of Esquire and Rolling Stone that they've been caught shipping drugs in. I mean, what is... Right. I mean, he's just saying something we all know.
Exactly. But he's saying things that people are really afraid to hear, which is why there's all this press around it and why it's being spun as somehow negative, when really it's the truth, and it's something that the establishment doesn't want you to know. It's something that people in Fox News don't want you to know or don't want you to think is true. They would rather you think that he's some kind of crackpot when he's really not.
Well, Barack Obama is certainly not a crackpot. Very charismatic, very intelligent, but he's got some really scary advisors like Brzezinski. Oh, this is a big new Brzezinski.
Well, I think it's hard. I think it's hard because Barack Obama is great. I'm actually a campaign surrogate for him, and
I didn't know that.
He is. Yeah, I just started doing that. I mean, I never have ever backed a candidate before, but I feel that he's really the only person out there that you can trust. Other than, I actually really like Dennis Kucinich, too, but he's not running.
Yeah, we've had him on.
So if you can't have Dennis Kucinich,
Ron
you can
Paul.
Have somebody, you know, somebody like Barack Obama.
What do you think of Ron Paul? Because they tried the same demonization of him that was false.
I like Ron Paul, too. I just think that... I'm looking about the way that you have to vote nowadays, I think, is really who's going to get the person you hate out. So you're not necessarily voting for who you want to vote for. You're voting for who do you think can beat who.
Well, I've always said I'm against
Barack Obama can beat McCain.
I agree. Hillary might lose to him. That I've never believed in lesser of two evils. But in this case, it's not even lesser of two evils. It's just. It's incredible. I mean, Hillary and McCain, in my view, are so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Hillary really is a congenital liar. She was just saying that she was. They tried to shoot her plane down in Bosnia, and it's turned out it's not. I mean, it's just. I've really had enough of the Clintons. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well, I just feel that we need to change completely. I mean, I think that there's just sort of like a kind of incestuousness of on Capitol Hill, there's kind of an incestuousness in the White House. There's sort of like thing where it just keeps regenerating the same sort of thing, and we need a complete change.
We're talking to Margaret Cho, one of the top comedians, film actors, TV, books, movie performances. I'm looking at the schedule. You are working you're doing a lot, aren't you?
I know. It's kind of crazy. Yes, I'm on tour, and I'm also doing a reality show now for VH1. So that'll probably hit this summer. So there's a lot of things. It's great.
Well, I mean, tell us for the listeners that are just interested in your career and your, you know, talented things you're doing. All very interesting. Every time I flip through TV on HBO or something, see, I got to stop and watch. Magnetic personality, obviously. But of all the things you're doing, what's most important right now?
Well, I love doing stand-up comedy. It keeps me out there and it keeps me connected with people, and I really enjoy it, and it's a lot of fun. So that's what my main passion is.
And how much longer is that tour, the tour you're on right now, going?
My show is called Beautiful, and it tours all over the country, and it'll be on through 2008. So I'll be coming to a city near you at some point through this year.
Other issues we haven't talked about in the 8-9 minutes we've got left, Margaret. What else is on your mind? What else is concerning you right now? Because Bush, to me, has built up this huge police state system, and then I don't see any evidence of it being dismantled, regardless of who gets into office. Does that concern you? And then what else concerns you?
Well, I'm concerned also about how we're going to get out of Iraq, because I think that this war is so much based on a lie, and we've got to stop sending children over there to fight this needless war. I mean, we've already destroyed our reputation around the world because of this war, and it's really terrible. And, you know, I'm out on the road all the time, and I see these kids coming back from Iraq or going to Iraq, and they are too young. They are so young. I mean, I think if people really understood how young these soldiers are, if they really looked at their faces and they could see that these kids they're just children.
They're babies.
They're babies, and it, you know, makes me cry, because it's like they're fighting a war that they shouldn't be fighting. It's a misuse of their lives. They're such young kids. I mean, I don't believe in war anyway, but certainly not one that's based on a lie, and certainly not one for this administration. And it's a shameful thing for 4,000 children to have died because of this. It's a shameful, shameful thing, and I don't know how this country can make it up to them.
Well, I know this. It is true that Barack Obama is the only one that voted against the war, and he has.
Yeah.
I mean, no one else can say that.
Right, and that's really important. That's a really important thing to remember, is that he was against it from the start. I think, you know, it's also because the people who are going over there are people of color. They are people without money. They're lower classes. They're people who are looking to the armed forces to help them fund their education. And it's really a shame. It's really how this country really savages the poor, and it really prostitutes the poor, and it's terrible. And so that's something that I need to see end. I mean, that to me is a very emotional cause.
Margaret Cho, one of the top comedians in the world, is our guest. Quick break. We'll come back with about 4 minutes on the other side with our guest. Just amazing having her on, and you can check her out in your area soon. We'll be right back.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. call 800-409-5633.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
In the next week or two, she's going to be in Vancouver, Canada, Las Vegas, Nevada, Westbury, New York, many other places with her beautiful tour. Stand-up, she says, is her favorite thing, but there's books, there's TV shows, VH1 reality shows. Heaven help us, it just goes on and on. MargaretShow.com, that's MargaretCHO.com, links up on Infowars.com right now. Margaret, got about 4 minutes left. I want to get back into 9/11. I mean, how obvious is it, not just the evidence of it being an inside job, but then how they used it and how they took our freedoms and how they said, you can't question us. And if we're toxic waste dumping, you can't report on it now because that'll help Al-Qaeda. Last week when they found drugs in all the major water supplies, our local paper in Austin said, oh, we're being told not to report on what was in our water because it might help Al-Qaeda. I mean, it's just a catch-all for corruption. Any comments on that?
Oh, it is a catch-all. It's just insane, and it's really upsetting, you know, in the way that it's affected travel and how, you know, they just look through your bags or they try to, like, make you put all your liquids in one place. It's, like, ridiculous because it's just, they just want this atmosphere of terror to just pervade everything so it'll make us easily controllable.
It's training, taking the shoes off. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, it'll make you take your shoes off.
And that's to train you. They know that something that ridiculous is about habitualizing you to the fear.
Just habitualizing you to the fear. That's exactly what it is. And trying to make sure that you'll do what they say under this guise of terrorism, where it's really, I mean, you know, and it's funny because I'm friends with a lot of Arab Americans, I'm in the belly dance community. And so the majority of the people that I know are Arab Americans, and they said after 9/11 they could not believe that Al-Qaeda pulled it off, because Al-Qaeda, the whole idea of Arabs being organized is totally ludicrous.
Yeah.
And they could never have done it. And so that to me is very funny, because, like, if you look at the history of, like, fatwas, you know, like the author, there was an author in Egypt who had a fatwa against him for something like 40 years, and he went to the same cafe every day at the same time, every single day for 40 years, and they never killed him. He lived to be in his 90s.
Well, take Egypt against
the whole time.
I mean, take Egypt against Israel. I don't mean to be mean to Arabs, but they're not, you know, militarily. They're brave fighters. There's just something's lacking in organizational skill. And these guys from caves magically did this.
Yes. It's very, I mean, it's really about demonizing some sort of entity that we don't really know about, so it's the government really
or Margaret
to use this idea.
I'm sorry, you said the government's pushing this idea.
This idea of us trying to fear something that doesn't even really exist.
Well, what about planes with 50, 60 people on each one, and guys pull box cutters out, and Americans don't fight back? I don't believe that.
I don't believe that at all. I don't believe that at all. I don't think that people would be that afraid that not to actually, like, do something, to overpower them to do something. I don't think that's possible.
I guarantee, and I'm a pretty big guy, if I walked up to some group of men and pulled out a box cutter, they'd beat the daylights out of me.
Exactly. I don't think that that people faced with the idea that they may crash and die in a plane, I don't think that they would do nothing.
Wow. Margaret Cho, I appreciate you coming on, margaretcho.com. And we really appreciate you spending time with us and sharing your thoughts bravely, because if we don't all speak out, we could have some really serious things come in the future, couldn't we?
We could. We should all speak out.
All right, Margaret Cho, Godspeed. Thank you for spending time with us, and have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there she goes, one of the top comedians in the country, and speaking out about 9/11. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com. Jam-packed first and second hour if you missed it. The exclusive streams are at InfoWars. You got to go there. We'll be right back in 70 seconds on the internet streams at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. Prison Planet.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Are you worried about your credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble making